Dr. Peter Johnson, dictating an office visit note on Marvin, M-A-R-V-I-N, Phillips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S, date of birth 04-21-1956, date of service 01-23-2013, period. Mr. Phillips returns for reevaluation of his chronic pain, period. He's been treated with oxycodone, 30 milligrams, and he's had accelerated use pattern, period. He relates his pain to activities, and at rest he has a 4 or 10, but with activities he peaks at an 8 plus, even a 9, period. He is the sole caregiver for his elderly disabled parents, period. His mother has Alzheimer's, and his father's chronically ill as well, period. Review of symptoms is positive for back pain extending into his legs. He has disturbed sleep due to pain, and he has muscle stiffness, period. He denies GI or GU symptoms related to his medication, period. New paragraph. He weighs 211 pounds. He's 6 foot tall. Period. Temperature's 98.1. Pulse is 66. And regular and respiratory 18. And blood pressure going 42/70. And O2 saturation is 97% on room air. Period. His posture shows slightly flexed waist. Posture. Period. His tenderness. The low back and palpation of paravertebral muscles and extension is the fast midline flexion. Allows to bring his fingertips to the knees, period. New paragraph, chronic low back pain, period. Plan is to get better control of his medication use and pain, period. Unfortunately, he's going to depend on his parents for his income, and the only affordable medication other than NSAIDs is the opiates, short-acting form, period. He's given a prescription for oxycodone, 30 milligrams 4 times a day, given a prescription for 60, period. I told him that that would be the maximum dose that I would be prepared to prescribe, and be on a every 2 week basis for the next while rather than give higher doses, period. He is to notify the office 2 days prior to a refill, and they'll be given to him on a 2 week basis, period. He understands the rationale and his need to use his activities consistent with his pain levels and with the medication available to control